God is our Father, January 14. Enoch, a son of God, walked with the Father. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him, Genesis 5:24. Of Enoch it is written that he lived 65 years and begat a son. After that he walked with God 300 years. After the birth of his first son, Enoch reached a higher experience. He was drawn into a closer relationship with God. He realized more fully his own obligations and responsibility as a son of God. Enoch's righteous life was in marked contrast with the wicked people around him. His piety, his purity, his unswerving integrity were the result of his walking with God, while the wickedness of the world was a result of their walking with the deceiver of mankind. There never has been and never will be an age when the moral darkness will be so dense as when Enoch lived a life of irreproachable righteousness. In the midst of a life of active labor, Enoch steadfastly maintained his communion with God. The greater and more pressing his labors, the more constant and earnest were his prayers. After remaining for a time among the people, laboring to benefit them by instruction and example, he would withdraw to spend a season in solitude, hungering and thirsting for that divine knowledge which God alone can impart. Communing thus with God, Enoch came more and more to reflect the divine image. His face was radiant with a holy light, even the light that shineth in the face of Jesus. As he came forth from these divine communings, even the ungodly beheld with awe the impress of heaven upon his countenance. We too are to walk with God. When we do this, our faces will be lighted up by the brightness of his presence. And when we meet one another, we shall speak of his power, saying, "Praise God, good is the Lord, and good is the word of the Lord." And those who will be translated at the close of time will be those who commune with God on earth.